following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
The Home Depot has Glidden Duo Paint and Primer in one, starting at a new lower price of $25.46 a gallon. So, let's give a room a major makeover on a minor budget with paint from a brand you trust. Let's roll on fewer coats, but get more color and a lot more wow. Let's do this with Glidden Duo Paint from a new lower price of $25.46 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday with plenty to cover on today's program. It was an extremely busy weekend. The Olympics wind down. Kurt Tomasevich announces his retirement. Shelby native bringing home the bronze medal with the four-man bobsled. The Daytona 500 continues to... is that over yet? I don't know. Is that over yet, the Daytona 500?
Can you gamble on that? I think you can. I don't know. If they've cashed their ticket, so it must be over.
Boogity, boogity. So that finished up last night. And amazingly enough, there was a crash on the last lap. Shocker. Fonner Park just jam-packed on Saturday. The opening weekend was very busy. We're glad to hear that. State wrestling finished up in Omaha. The duels are this week. We're into the postseason for the high school hoopsters for most of them. Girls' districts and a boys sub-districts in C&D. We've also got a variety of other topics to talk on with the Huskers, the Broncos, the Lopers, Nebraska men's basketball, a winner yesterday. Creighton, wow. I guess you're a good team when you don't play your best and you can still win. And they really tried to give one away yesterday.
Yeah, they missed some free throws down the stretch, didn't they? And they almost gave it up.
Yeah, Ethan Rocky missed back-to-back. Doug McDermott missed back-to-back. And that's just an interesting ball game yesterday. Creighton does win it. Coming up on the show today, Michael Sevier from The Bottom Line. It's a new show. We're going to talk to him about the NFL Draft Combine, which is still going on. Quincy Enunwa got hurt yesterday, but put up an impressive time. But how much will that now hurt his draft stock, getting hurt in the NFL Combine? We'll talk with Gene Beerbaum and Barry Woods with the Nebraska Wild Turkey Federation here in just a couple of minutes. Plus, we'll talk to Tyler Herman, the head wrestling coach at Amherst. They won their fifth consecutive state title, and congratulations to all the individuals that brought home titles this weekend. Grand Island had their run snapped, and amazingly enough, they had a chance. They still had a chance with everything that kind of bounced against them, even after the opening day, but it was not to be. And five four-time state champions. And what gets overlooked, we've got 2 3-time state champions right here in the city of Kearney in Dante Rodriguez and Adam Keening. Any other year, that would have been a huge, huge story.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, you know, like you say, you know, if you win just back-to-back state championships, it's amazing because, you know, a lot of times in high school, I mean, you don't wrestle the same weight. I mean, you know, when you're 15 years old and then all of a sudden you turn 17, it's just it's a normal to gain about 20 to, and in our case, 50 or 60 pounds, you know, but yeah, you gain some weight, so you're going to be wrestling different people. It's not like sometimes you're a freshman and you maybe get to wrestle at 106. Kind of hard to stay there your senior year, you know, at 106.
The new poll out, as you just heard, for ESPN Radio, telling you that the new AP men's basketball poll is out. Creighton, with that one-point win and the win over Villanova early in the week, moves up to number 9 in the country, but still behind Villanova, who's 8th.
Yeah, isn't that something? That's absolutely me. You know, they were talking about this in Las Vegas, and there was an NCAA show, and I was on the radio, and one of the guys ranked Villanova number 7. Now, these are the people that rank, yeah. and Creighton number 20. Now, there's a guy that's not paying attention.
Yeah, but is he doing it all power index, some of the Vegas deals?
No, I'm saying he's just not paying attention. Okay. I'm just kind of flat out. He can make all the excuses he wants on that deal. He is not paying attention. Doug, you know it. Some of those guys, you know, they start ranking them, and, oh, my, I forgot that team. Oh, I got to get Syracuse in there someplace. Oh, about 12. You know, I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you got to rank them. If you're going to do that and you have that job, just like you did, you picked Johnny Manziel, but you did not just go, well, I don't know, I can't decide. You worked hard at it. You want to vote for the Heisman Trophy, and you get to have that honor, then spend some time doing it. You know, don't you agree?
Well, yeah. You don't just look at the previous weeks and then just start jotting stuff down. Where's Creighton? I don't know where that's at, but they're rated. I'll put them down here.
Number 20.
Yeah, number 20. Also, the World Match Play ended over the weekend, or Accenture Match Play. Is there truth to the rumor that Damon Day did pick the winner?
Yep.
He has a chance to redeem himself tomorrow as our co-host here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's redemption. He doesn't have to now. Redemption. He actually picked the winner out of the field of 64, which is extremely hard to do. There was a great play with that yesterday as well. And the Nebraska women are home tonight. The 9th-ranked Huskers will take on 17th-ranked Huskers will take on 9th-ranked Penn State, top two teams in the Big Ten. That's a national game. It's on ESPN2, and it tips off at 6 o'clock. Conference setting. Seedings are set for Hastings College. We'll talk about that. But right now, let's jump into our Monday show. And welcome back in. Gene Beerbaum always comes in, talks about the National Wild Turkey Federation, their annual banquet. The 14th edition is coming up, and that will be this Saturday. Doors open at 5. The dinner starts at 7 at the Buffalo County Extension Building. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having us.
I see you brought in some special guests with you as well.
Well, yeah, sometimes you have to bring in the big hitters. You know, it's just... You know, when you're not doing the job, you just got to bring somebody with you to kind of take over, and he's going to be a good pinch hitter for me, I think.
Well, let's talk. Barry Woods will be joining us as well. He's out of Dodge City, Kansas, and he'll be going a little bit national. But let's get some of the immediate information out there. I gave a little bit of the when it is, but
right.
Any major changes? What do folks need to know?
Well, it's kind of the same format as we've had the last 13 years, but doors, like you said, open at 5, dinners at 7. We will have a live auction, and if you kind of saw the auction book here, we've got all kinds of things that are up for auction as far as prints, sculptures, household items, barbecues, windmill for the outdoor person. I mean, it's just a lot of variety of things that they can buy. And we have our normal raffle items, and we got about a dozen guns that we're going to try to get rid of one way or another through raffles, games, and things like that. We have a BB gun set up, a shooting range set up inside so that the little ones that come can, under guidance of an instructor, can shoot a BB gun and do it in a safe manner. But the main thing I want to tell people is that, you know, tickets are $50 for an individual. That includes your membership and your meal. And if you bring a spouse or a significant other, it's another $15, so $65 for the couple. And there's a sponsor membership that's available for $300, which includes a gift and then a special drawing just for sponsors. And the Jake's membership is $15. That's a 17 and under youth membership. And we also have table memberships, if you will, but it's like $750. You get a rifle with it. Eight people go together. They split that usually, and then they have a 1 in 8 chance of winning that rifle. Kind of a fun thing amongst the hunters at the table, if you will. And then there's also a $1,000 table, similar, but a higher-end gun. It's a pistol. And, again, same type of format. I think the main thing to tell people, if they want to or come to the banquet, are interested, have questions, they can give me a call. My phone number at the office is 236-2001, and my cell phone is 440-2449. And that's probably the easiest way for me to explain in a little longer period of time than we have here of all the ins and outs of the banquet. But we'd love to have them. It's just Saturday, March 1st at the Buffalo County Extension Building out there at the fairgrounds.
And Gene, one of the things I know that we get with various organizations, and you guys with the Jake program have been talking about it since day one, is keeping the kids involved, making sure that that they are open to the experience of hunting out there. There's so many things to do this day and age. But still, this is kind of a dad, grandpa, you know, mom's family type of thing. But talk about how you're doing some things with the Jake and exactly maybe a little more what that program is.
Well, and that's where our future lies as far as hunting and preserving wildlife, because money that is spent on hunting permits in turn goes back into, and I'm not going to get all the particulars, but it does go into fund conservation efforts, not only through the Nebraska Game and Parks, but also with organizations like us and others. So it's kind of very important, I guess, if you would, to get the youth involved. And face it, when you're outside and sometimes you're just, you know, you may not shoot anything. That's not always the purpose. It's just being outside, enjoying Mother Nature. There's a lot of things out there for kids to see and do that, you know, I've taken my grandson out with me. He's too young to hunt or to carry a gun, but just teaching him the, you know, what wildlife and Mother Nature offers. I mean, it just, I know that might sound a little corny to some people, but it's more than playing computer games. It's just, they need to be out doing things. It's healthier for them, and just all around, I think it makes them a better person.
Gene Bierbaum with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about our special guest today?
Well, Barry Woods came up from Kansas. He's our regional director. I think there's another title that he has with the NWTF, but the NWTF is doing a program, starting an initiative. It's called Save the Habitat and Save the Hunt. And Barry is going to speak to a noon group at Sertoma today, and also will be here for our banquet Saturday. But I think he'd like to maybe explain some of that goings on as far as the NWTF and what we're trying to accomplish there.
Well, Barry, thanks for coming in. Great to have you.
Well, I look forward to this opportunity, and when Gene set it up, so I'm glad we could make it work. I do got to say, though, being on a sports radio program, that we're proud of those Wichita Shockers. They're sitting at number two right now. So
we're proud of them, too, here. I mean, they made a nice run in the Final Four, and Nebraska people took a big interest in that, too. So, yeah, we're proud of the Wichita State. Now, if they play Creighton or Nebraska, we're not near as proud.
Understandable.
We haven't had that much to root for lately, so, you know.
Anybody within a couple hundred miles of us.
We'll latch on. So yeah, hopefully they can keep it rolling. But sure, just kind of expand a little bit on what Gene was talking about and the bigger picture of what the Federation is doing.
All right. Well, it's good to see that you have an understanding too that the young generation is really the key right now to hunting in the future. I get asked all the time when I go to sell a ticket myself, even though I'm a regional director, I do host a banquet of my own. Is why, you know, we got tons of turkeys. And I always look at them and say, yes, we do. And that just tells you that we use the dollars raised for what we say we're going to use them for. Now let me tell you about our new initiative. It's called Save the Habitat, Save the Hunt. It's a 10-year initiative that we just launched this last year that's going to create 1.5 million new hunters nationwide through our chapter system, open access to 500,000 acres of land that's isolated by private property. Colorado individuals will know that very well. And then on top of that, conserve 4.5 million acres on top of the 17.5 that we've conserved since 1973 when we started. So this is a 10-year initiative. It's got big numbers involved, but one thing we've discovered is our volunteers, when you give them a goal to shoot for, they go after it. We understand that right now that less than 6% of the total U.S. population owns a hunting license. And in the state of Nebraska, that holds true. It's 5.9%. Pittman Robertson dollars, which is an excise tax. It's paid on all guns, ammunition, and then archery was added later on. That funds 80% of the conservation done within the state. And so hunter numbers are a part of that equation. And so if hunter numbers continue to decline, we're in the risk of losing the thing that we've tried to protect since Teddy Roosevelt's era. So we've got to get these kids off the couch and back into the outdoors. You know, I think sometimes as outdoorsmen, you know, we were raised in a generation where grandpa took you out, you went hunting, you didn't think twice about it. You came home with a deer or turkey or whatever it was you came home with, and you look forward to the next trip. Those days are getting slimmer and slimmer with the access problems that we're having for people to have a place to hunt. So we want to help preserve that opportunity. And we understand that it's going to be through these younger generations and getting them off the couch back into the outdoors. You know, being from Kansas, I never thought hunting would be at risk. But you come to Nebraska, you'd think the same thing. We're in these nice red states. We got a bunch of rednecks that like to hunt, driving big trucks. But right now, there's a mountain lion bill on the floor. They're trying to do away with mountain lion season. Just passed it last year. Said, hey, you know, we understand we need to do it. Hunters are the pioneers of conservation and wildlife management. Nobody can say that it's not the most ethical and most economical way to control a species. You know, and now here, 1 year later, they want to take it away. So it's at risk no matter what state you live in. And it's up to us, I believe, as, you know, tenured outdoorsmen to protect that. And so the Turkey Federation has set that as goal number one, and that is save the habitat, save the hunt. We want to create more hunters.
We are talking about the National Wild Turkey Federation. Their banquet happens to be this Saturday here in Kearney. Barry Woods, Gene Beerbaum with us. Barry, I talk to Gene about this all the time because we have a variety of different organizations that are along the same lines that come in. Just a different perspective. What makes the Wild Turkey Federation, and you touched on a little bit here, but what makes them different from all the other organizations, and yet you guys still are all, whether it's Pheasants Forever or, you know, whatever it may be, you guys are all kind of working towards the same goal, too.
You know, really, I would say that the only thing that separates us as a species as far as what we're all trying to accomplish, I think every one of the organizations would agree that we need to create hunters and we need to preserve lands for them to be able to hunt on. If anything, I would say the one thing that does separate us would be the way we function within each state. We have what's called a state board that determines how the money would be spent that's raised at the banquets within the state. And it's made up of volunteers like Gene who say, I want to take my volunteer to a different level and join the state board. And then what they do is they work with the Game and Parks hand in hand. Alicia and some of those, Jeff Luck, those guys from Game and Parks come down and say, hey, we've got some immediate needs in these areas. We help them tap their PR funds, Pittman Robertson dollars, with some of our match money from banquet proceeds. And this is the greatest part. I wish my 401k had this kind of match, but we have a 12-to-1 match rate in the state of Nebraska. For every dollar we raise, we can turn it into 13. That's pretty good money right there, pretty good return. So every dollar we can raise at a banquet, we help Game and Parks and work with other grant monies and turn it into 13 and put it right back on the ground here in Nebraska.
Jimmy, that's kind of like your retirement fund, isn't it?
No, I've had a couple of horses lately that have done that. But I've been a couple of years into drought, too. You know, one thing I was going to ask on this is, you know, the farmland in the state of Nebraska is $10,000 an acre now in some places, you know, which 5 years ago, no one would have dreamed that was possible. And so people are trying to get that land, you know, every bit to farm and get that price of corn and things. Now, what you're doing is, if I understand this, is there might be somebody that has 180 acres, but they have about a half acre or maybe 1 acre that's not really farmable, but it is perfect for wildlife. And, you know, even those people don't hunt and they may not want to hunt, they can still help out by getting that land and making them preserving that land for you. So you're not talking about everybody that has to hunt. You're talking about some of this preservation. So both sides, you're hitting both sides, or you're hitting the hunters, but you're also hitting some people that don't hunt, but they have the land and that could really help out a lot in the state of Nebraska, South Dakota, and Kansas.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I get calls all the time from guys that own land that say, hey, I'm not a hunter, but I understand that hunting is a great tradition to pass on to generations, and I've got a tract of land that I would love to have your biologists come out and look at, and I want to set it aside for youth-only hunting. As long as some father wants to bring a kid, I want to open it up. And that is exactly what we're looking for. So, yeah, if there's somebody out there that wants to participate on that level, bring it on. We'd love to talk to you. And the other side of that, too, is the commodity prices. You're right. You know, as a farmer, when they're up there, they want to turn it into to land to farm. And I understand that. That's what I'd want to do if I owned it. So I actually created a program called Bushels of Conservation, where if a landowner wanted to donate grain at the elevator in order to preserve the hunting heritage and tradition, they could. So they can call me up, say, hey, I just went to the local co-op, dumped 500 bushels of corn at the elevator. I want to donate it to the National Wild Turkey Federation. I want to use it for youth shooting sports or whatever it is. We have that opportunity. So we created that knowing that these guys want to participate, but yet they know they got to farm the ground. So,
Gene, go ahead.
Well, I just going to say that the farmers, we just want to work with them because, like Barry was saying, you know, it's important for them to make a living. And we know that there's a trade-off there, and we just want to work with them. And if we can find any way that, again, to get the youth involved, and if we have some land available. And some people say, well, hunting's become a rich man's sport, and we don't want that to be. We want to make it available for anybody that wants to get out there and enjoy the outdoors, be a part of the nature, that they can do it. And that's where we need that cooperation from the farmer and, you know, using our dollars that we raise to create habitat, both public land and private.
Gene Bierbaum, Barry Woods with us for just the last minute here with the National Wild Turkey Federation. Gina, where is the best place in this state to go hunt some turkey?
Yeah, where is that, Gene?
Where's your backyard again?
Yeah, well, you can pepper it all you want. you might find this big turkey running around on the porch, but that's about it.
Well, you know, I think there are a lot of good places. I mean, right now there's turkey all over, although we do know that turkey count is down a little bit. A lot of people say, well, I see turkey all over, and in some cases you do, but overall the population has dropped a little bit, and just different reasons, the drought, severe winter, and right now we know that there's some wildlife that's up in Wisconsin, both deer and turkey, that are finding carcasses. So we just have to maintain it. You know, there were a lot of pheasants many years ago, too, and now people are saying, well, you can't find a pheasant. So we don't want that to happen with the turkey and other wildlife. Again, we're all in this together to raise funds, and when we're helping wildlife that we harvest, but there's a lot of wildlife that is not a huntable bird or an animal that can take advantage of it too. So you're helping all species, really.
Yeah, the conservation dollars that we raise as a Turkey Federation benefit all wildlife, not just turkeys. I mean, I always tell people, last time I looked, we're not planting mature roost trees. I mean, we're planting seedlings and doing prescribed burns and planting warm native season grasses and things that benefit pheasants and quail and everything else. So we really kind of pride ourselves in being the complete conservation organization, from not just turkeys, but even non-native or non-game species like songbirds.
Well, the Fort Kearney Thundering Toms chapter will have their annual banquet this Saturday. Doors open at 5. The dinner starts at 7 at the Buffalo County Extension Building. You can contact Gene for more information, 440-2449. You can go online, nwtf.org. Check out all the great items, some of the items that they'll have at the auction. Find out more about this great organization. Gene, Barry, anything else?
We do have a state Facebook page, too, so if you're on Facebook, check it out, like the page, and let us know you're interested.
Sounds great.
Again, if anybody would like to go, I'd like to have them call me as soon as possible. We do have to cater the meals in, and so the more we know ahead of time who's coming, the easier it is to have the right number of meals. It's kind of a challenge there. So
otherwise, Gino gets leftovers.
Yeah,
darn it.
I might get a hot dog somewhere. So, no, I'd appreciate anybody give a holler ahead of time so we can get that numbers count, and we'd love to have people come out and see what we're all about.
And I would like to say, too, that if there's somebody listening out there that wants to help join this fight to save conservation and hunting, and you want to help us out here in Kearney, we'd love to have you join our team here in Kearney. And so you can get a hold of Gene or myself, either way. My phone number is listed on the NWTF.org website under Nebraska. So Great. Give us a shout.
Great many ways, folks, to be involved. And number one is attending the banquet this Saturday. Gene Bierbaum, Barry Woods, thanks for giving us some time. We'll let you get on to your next stop.
All right.
Thank you very much, Doug.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show. Michael Severe, Tyler Herman, more on the weekend. Jim Langan, my co-host, will be back after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
What is focus? It's the fusion of clarity and alertness. It's when you're in the zone, on top of your game. It's the confidence that comes with saying, I can and I will. It's when you feel like you can do anything, accomplish everything. Because with focus, nothing seems out of reach. So reach for a 5-hour energy and get the feeling of focus you need to get things done. For details and disclaimers, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Cloudy skies in our forecast for today with a high temperature near 38 degrees. And we'll have overcast conditions tonight. Expect breezy north winds with lows down to 8 above. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky.
Right now it's 23.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug to Jim Langan on this Monday show. Tyler Herman, head coach at Amherst, is going to join us. Michael Sevier of The Bottom Line. He's been watching what's going on with the NFL Combine, so we'll be talking about that here in just a little bit as well. Huskers, though, you know, I mentioned it last week when one of the folks said, "Yeah," when they were thumping Penn State on, you know, you said when we're thumping Penn State, yeah, I kind of quit paying attention. And it's kind of the same story yesterday. Nebraska just a slow start, but once they hit a little 7-0, 10-0 run there and got the lead into halftime, they just dominated that basketball game, and it was sold out and fun, and you had some alley-oops and some great passes and some steals. I mean, Jimmy, the thing is, they're starting to look like a good basketball team.
Well, you know, we talked about this, Doug, and they had, before they played Michigan State, and you'd know the guy that we talked to, Doug, because I don't remember his name right now, but what he said was, hey, if we can beat Michigan State, and we're kind of sitting there going, you got to beat 5 teams here that we don't even know if we can beat. And he says, they can make the NCAA tournament. Well, at the time, you and I were thinking, God, let's get to the NIT first. Well, you know what? I think we just punched that ticket. You know, I mean, that NIT thing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, so now it's the NCAA, and I think we play at Illinois. Is that correct? And at Indiana?
Yeah, and Northwestern comes up Saturday. At Illinois Wednesday, Northwestern comes in Saturday afternoon.
Right, and then we have at Indiana and then Wisconsin at home. So, you know, if there's a way you can, you know, we talked about this. If they can win 3 more games, and one of them is the Wisconsin game, I think we're in. You know.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it plays out. You can join us on the Doug and Daddy Show, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can also tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, and you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, it's Mondays. If you got a bad case of the Monday blues, the Chicken Coop is Carney is where you want to be. It makes Monday fun day. Stop into the Chicken Coop every Monday night, and you can buy the Coop Koozie for only $5. And then you can enjoy 12-ounce cold ones from 7 to close for only $1 every Monday night. And, of course, it's 40-cent wing night. Choose from over a dozen lip smacking, taste bud, packing boneless wings for only 40 cents a piece. And you can't wait for tonight. They've got lunch specials every day. Today, it's a juicy steak sandwich, your choice of side, for only $6.99. For family fun, drinks, and food, head on out to the Chicken Coop, located at 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. And we're pleased to welcome into the program Michael Sevierre. He is the new host of The Bottom Line, which we're going to talk about here, a unique new sports talk show that is coming to not just Omaha and the world, but the great state of Nebraska. And he's been the host and co-host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct for a number of years. Plus, he loves the NFL and the NFL Draft Combine. We pull him away for it just for like 4.4 seconds, whatever it took Jadeveon Clowney to run the 40. Michael, good morning.
Hey, Doug, what's happening, man? How you feeling?
Hey, great to have you on. How's things in Omaha? I see that you're getting geared up. You're almost ready for the new show.
Well, it's supposed to go Monday. Can you hear me okay? Because we're just figuring out the phones now. This is brand new for us.
Yeah, so, I can hear you, buddy.
You working?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're sounding good.
Just making sure. Good. So this is we're basically learning everything from the ground up. You know, it's online, internet-based, the phones through the cloud. Everything runs through a system back in Boston that we're running through. And so we keep doing these little practice shows just so we know what we're doing once March 3rd comes.
It's all part and in conjunction with the Omaha World Herald. And, folks, you can see online at omaha.com. Michael's been posting some blogs a little bit on the Combine here as well. This is a new venture. I know you are one of the guys that all of the guys I know in media that is never afraid to try that next new thing. What makes you think this is going to work?
I think because of the Omaha World Herald. I mean, all the subscribers, all the people that click on, it's the number one website, really, media website in the state. Among newspapers, it's top 10 across the country. People like going to Omaha.com. And so that presence, the marketing ability of a large paper. We're going to have a lot of good guests, so we're going to try to do that way. I'm going to try to get through being a solo host for the first time in my career. But I think with the help of the Omaha World Herald, all the great writers, columnists here, I think that's what we have a pretty good chance of making it work.
How different is the show going to be than what you were doing at 1620?
I think a little more news. It's going to be pretty similar. We're going to talk a lot of food and movies and men's stuff and life and family and all that, like we did in the Sportsmanlike Conduct. But we're going to have probably a little bit more news, a few more guests, probably a little more guest-heavy than it was in Unsportsmanlike Conduct because I'm by myself. It's going to be very similar. It's going to be fun. You know, we're just going to try to have a good time like you guys do there. Just have a good time and talk about sports and not make it all that serious. You know, because it is fun, and it's supposed to be games, and so we're going to try to have as much fun as we possibly can.
Michael Sevierre, The Bottom Line, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. So one more piece of business. How do folks listen to it? I know you've got apps and all that to give us the sales pitch here.
Well, you can go on Omaha.com, of course, and it'll stream live from there. That's the easiest way. The app is in process right now. Apparently, when you finish an app, you give it to Apple, and then they process it for 5 days, sometimes 7 days, and so they're doing that right now. Once that goes up hot on the Apple Store, we'll be able to tell people. We'll be on Android within hopefully the middle of this week. And TuneIn Radio, which is an easy way to find any radio station in the country, will be on TuneIn as well. You can download that on any device, including Windows Phone, and be able to listen to the show that way.
For the folks that didn't listen to your show, weren't from the metro, hadn't heard you on the stream, as I said kind of earlier in the show, you are one of the guys that really likes to break down film. You like to watch the Combine. You love the draft. What have you seen so far from the Combine?
It's been interesting because it's kind of a letdown. Some of the positions that I thought would be really fun to watch, like tight end, were a letdown because of injuries, or guys not wanting to participate or couldn't because, again, of injuries. So I thought that'd be a little bit more fun. It hasn't been. Wide receivers yesterday were amazing to watch. I always talk about the 1996 draft where you had some of the greatest wide receivers to play this game. I mean, you had Terrell Owens who was in there, and you had Keyshawn Johnson and Terry Glenn. All those guys. I think this draft will be as good as that one for wide receivers because it's loaded. It's about 12 deep in the first two rounds, which is more than you normally get. Quarterbacks were kind of a letdown because the top three guys didn't throw, but you did get a chance to see a guy like Bortles play and see how he could throw, and he didn't play great. This is a fun day, though. I think defensive linemen and linebackers are two of the best groups to watch combine setting because they have them go through so many cool drills, and you can see how athletic a guy who's 330 pounds is, 6'5", going over bags and backing up and having to do all these different drills. So that's fun. It's been a good combine so far, just not as with a big, big name. But the draft is extremely deep. And so if you are an NFL fan, your team is going to be able to get quality players third, fourth, and fifth round because of the depth of this draft.
Hey, Jim Langan here. Hey, Quincy Enoy yesterday pulled his hamstring.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, how far along did he get into the combine? Was he able to participate in 50% of it or more?
No, all he did was he did his – the day before is usually when they do the bench. So they benched 225. He did that 19 times at weighing 225 pounds. And then he ran his first 40, which was a 4.45 officially when it finally came out. And then during his second one is when he pulled up with the hamstring. So he didn't get a chance to go through vertical, broad jump, any of that stuff, or any of the drills on the field, which he really needed because he needed to prove to scouts and guys that he can catch the ball as a natural pass catcher. Because we've seen him a lot drop some pretty easy balls at Nebraska. So we'll have a chance to do that the pro day, which, of course, is March 6th, if he's healthy. Because the hamstring did look like it popped on him. He grabbed it pretty quickly and couldn't do anything else. So hopefully he'll be healthy in a couple of weeks to be able to do, not even a couple of weeks now, what, a week and a half, to be able to go out and do that drill.
A week and a half, and that means spring ball is 2 weeks away because it kind of all gets going in Lincoln.
Yeah,
at
Friday.
At the same time. Are you kidding me? What about... How bad could this hurt his draft stock? And then just talk about, I think there were three Huskers that were invited to the combine.
Well, I thought that Quincy would be undrafted. And not because I don't think he's a good player. It's what I talked about by the wide receivers. It's so deep this year that I think a guy who's a middle-of-the-road guy could end up not getting drafted, a guy like Quincy. But I also thought he'd run in the high 4.5s. Instead, he ran a 4.45. So if in his pro day, he can show that he can catch the ball easily, don't double catch it, don't look as bulky in his catch. He always looked like he was a little muscle-bound when he tried to catch the ball. If he can be fluid in his catches, I could see him being a fifth or sixth round guy with that time because now you know he has top-end speed. The other guys are Spencer Long, of course, who would have gone the first day, but not only did he have the knee injury he's recovering from, he had an appendectomy a couple of weeks ago or last month, so he couldn't work out. So March 6th will be a big day for him. He'll be able to lift, show his strength, and be able to do the rest of the drills. And then Tuesday, a big day for Stanley Jean-Baptiste. He'll be able to go out there and show that a long corner like he is, almost 6'3", really long wingspan, can turn his hips and run and do all the things with everybody else out there and run a good time as well in the 40. So Stanley's got a big day coming up on Tuesday.
Hey, another question for you. If you were right now going to be selecting the draft, I want the top five draft picks. And is Johnny Manziel in or out of the top five?
I think it depends on what you need. Jacksonville needs to fill and put butts in the seat. Do you make that decision because of the fact that he is a guy who will draw? If you're that kind of owner, then I think I'd take him. I don't let him get past three. If it was Houston, it was me, I would take Clowney. Think about this lineup. You know, they run a 3-4, and they've got J.J. Watt on one side, and you put Javon Clowney on the other side, and you say, go get the passer. They would be terrifying to go against. So I'd put him up there. I think Taylor Lewan or Jake Matthews will go in the two spot, and then you have a chance for a quarterback. I like Bridgewater better, but Manziel, again, he will put butts in the seats. He's going to be exciting, and you never know. Maybe he's the next Russell Wilson. Maybe he's the next guy who doesn't do well. After that, it gets really questionable because there's so many guys that are very talented at both the wide receiver position and the corner spot. And so you can certainly see a corner going there early. I'd say overall, though, I think Clowney will be there. I think Manziel will be there. I think Bridgewater will be there. I think Matthews or Lewan will be there in the top five. And then a wild card guy. There's always a team that's going to take a chance on a guy who maybe had a great combine, maybe has a lot of potential, and that's always a chance as well. Watch out for a guy to go earlier than he should, most likely, in Kelvin Benjamin because of his size. This guy's almost 6'6", went to Florida State, made that two-point conversion catch the national championship game, ran a great time yesterday, looked amazing. He's only got 1 year really of tape under his belt, but that's a guy. And then Mike Evans, of course, out of A&M who could certainly jump in that top five as well if somebody really wants a wide receiver because of the day he had.
Just a couple of minutes left here with Michael Sevier. He's the new host of The Bottom Line. Internet via Omaha.com show starts Monday, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. Former host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct, big New Orleans Saints fan. I've got a couple more questions, Michael. First, how important will the NFL Combine continue to be if some of the top guys like a Manziel just decide, well, I'm not going to throw here and every school's going to have a pro day as well anyway?
Well, you know, the reason why the combine is there is not necessarily for the workouts. It's the medical. And the 2 days leading up, have you ever seen Niles Paul and asked him about it? The 2 days leading up, medical, they binge you and x-ray you and MRI you and ask you about injuries you had when you were in third grade, and they check your ankles and your knees and your shoulders. That's what it's there for. It's there for you to go in front of those doctors and get a complete medical check and get an accurate height and weight. So that'll always be solid. Then you're always going to have guys who are not the big time, I know I'm going to be a first rounder, who are going to work out. I mean, look at Clowney today. He still ran the 40. He still did some of it. He did the vertical. He did the broad jump. He still did all of that. But there's always going to be room for the combine, for the medical, for the height and weight, and for the guys who are willing to work out. As for the quarterbacks, I don't know. It's gotten to a point now where it doesn't make any sense not to throw. But Manziel, Carr, and then also Bridgewater decided we're not going to throw because we don't have our own wide receivers. Here's a news flash for you. When you leave and go to a different team, you're not going to have your own wide receivers from college. You're going to have new guys. And so it makes sense to come here and work out. It'll still be around. I think it's going to get bigger and better. If you look at the ratings last year, I mean, this thing beat out a lot of baseball games that ran during the regular season. So there are people that watch it and tune in, especially on the weekend.
All right, Michael, the story, and Jerry Jones is going to make a live appearance on SportsCenter tonight, but he's opened his mouth again at the Combine. He said he regretted firing Tom Landry. He's moved our favorite Billy Callahan to running backs coach. I'm a Cowboy fan. I ran into a fellow Cowboy fan last night who said, it's over. These guys have no idea if Jerry Jones is going to continue to run the asylum. Just your thoughts on what you heard and where the Cowboys are, because I know your Saints love to beat up on them.
Well, going back to the whole Landry thing, I mean, it was time. He mishandled it, but it was time to make a change, and it did get him three Super Bowls, so pat yourself on the back for making that move. He's just too much in control of the day-to-day activities. An owner needs to control a lot of things, marketing of the team, hiring for the team in the marketing level and the executive level, all of that, sure. But get yourself your own GM. Go out and get a guy who knows talent at that level. Hire a coach and let him do his work. Keep the same offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator for, what, 1 or 2 years in a row. Why not try that? They're still loaded with talent, Doug. I mean, they got a lot of talent. Romo can win. You have a running game. Your offensive line is becoming very good. Your defense can be solid if you can stay healthy and get one system to stay with. They have the opportunity to win the East almost every single year. The problem with them is that Jerry Jones gets his nose in the business too much. He doesn't need to be that. Back on out, hire a GM, hire player personnel guys, don't make your son one of those guys, and let them run it, and you do everything else, and then see what happens with the team.
Hey, Jim Lyon here. Hey, on your show, I think you got a great opportunity right now to talk about something, and it's amazing to me. And I know people are just extremely excited about the Nebraska basketball program, but you've got four teams: St. Louis University in Missouri, Kansas, Wichita State, and Creighton, all ranked in the top 10 right now in the central part of the United States. I don't think that's ever happened before. This is something that you need to go, because I think a lot of people are missing this. I know people know a little bit about it, but I don't think they've talked about it enough, and I think it needs to be really pointed out.
Now, first of all, what's this college basketball thing you're referring to? I'm not sure if I know much about that. Look, we're doing the first Thursday. Next week we start on Monday, and we start off, Kevin Kugler's the first guest since he got me into this whole thing. But on Thursday, we're going to do a all-basketball show for the most part. We're going to have Bruce Chubbuck and Eric Strickland on at 2:30 talking about Nebraska basketball and the history. We're going to have a sit-down. We're going to have Lee and Steve Pivovar talking Creighton and Nebraska here in the studio, and maybe even Rob White, UNO as well, hopefully, if he can make it in, talking about basketball and a new basketball city Nebraska is. Tom Chattel's going to come on. We're going to try to have on Nate Funk, former Creighton player. We're going to talk about how basketball has really ripped this state, and how, you know what, for us folks in radio talk, how spring has become actually something to talk about and not just something to talk about with spring football. So I think I understand what you're saying about those other teams in St. Louis and all those, but what's happening here in the state, we're going to do a lot of that, and we're going to talk a lot about it, and we're going to get into it and help us get through until football season starts.
Well, Michael, we'll let you get back to work there. Hopefully we can chat with you again. Enjoy the combine, and best of luck on your new venture, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Doug. Thanks, man. Thanks for always supporting us. You've always had the second or third best show in the state.
We try. Thanks, buddy. And I'm glad Kugler, I hope Kugler gets back safe to be on your show Monday.
I certainly hope so. He's on his way back right now.
All right. Take care, Michael. Thanks, man. Michael Sevier of the new show that starts Monday, The Bottom Line, 2 to 6, Omaha.com is the best way to figure it out. But I know he loves the combine. He's almost to the weird point of how he will rewatch football games and break down film and practice tape. And I'm just going, wow. I mean, of course, when all you have is the show, and he does cooking shows and all that, it's pretty cool. He's very diverse, had started in television, and he's knocking it out of the park with his radio show. So, I'm a little worried now. As he said, we are the second or third best radio show in the state. I always considered him right there because, you know, it was Omaha and it was bigger.
Well, he's going to be second and third if he doesn't get out there and mention that. right now on this show, ESPN, we are predicting the Final Four. Creighton, Kansas, Wichita State, and St. Louis. Final Four in basketball. Could you imagine that? Where are we going to play that at?
That would be great.
Let's play that.
I don't care about St. Louis. It would be cool
let's play
to
it
see
here.
The other three in there.
Yeah.
We'll play it there. By the way, we talked about the new rankings are out. Producer Jeff has ascertained that in bracketology from ESPN, Joe Lunardi has Creighton as a number two seed in the Midwest bracket and Nebraska in his next four out. Well, that means that they would be 72-75 because you've got a 68 team field, the first four out, and then the next four out. But I don't even know how you could find this out the last time that Nebraska was even mentioned for the NCAA tournament. Creighton, by the way, for the CBS Sports, they have them as a three seed, and they have Nebraska as one of their first four out. So right there, getting closer to the bubble. But it just shows you they are 16-10. They just got to keep winning.
You know, it wasn't that long ago, Doug, honestly. I can remember the exact time it was because I went and watched Nebraska play. They played at Kansas State in Lincoln, and Drake Baronic was a senior, you know. And at that time, we were the next four out with Colorado. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then we ended up going down to Colorado and playing them. You know, I believe Nebraska played Colorado at that time. I'm not for sure. That might be a mistake, but I thought for some reason.
No, I think
game.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that was the.
Colorado won.
Yeah, Colorado ended up winning the game, and that was the big difference, you know, and who got to go to the tournament and who did not, yeah.
UNK is home Wednesday and Friday, and now another update. I'm not even sure that this was really made that public, but I know that Loper people knew this. UNK's Central Oklahoma basketball games this Friday will be played at the Health and Sports Center. They've got state duels, so they were going to move it to Kearney Catholic, and now they've been able to figure it out. Compromise, do whatever they needed to do. The women will play at 5, the men will play at 7, and then they'll get together and get set up for the state duels. So Friday night, the games will be at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Tyler Herman to talk Amherst Wrestling, and we've got a lot more when we return.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Wendy's presents Granada and the Ciabatta.
Wow, your bacon cheeseburger looks different.
It's on toasted ciabatta, Renata. See, she got a ciabatta, he got a ciabatta.
Wow, you all got a ciabatta.
Oh, well, except Greg. Now he's persona non grata.
Go beyond ordinary with Wendy's new ciabatta bacon cheeseburger with chopped roasted tomatoes, Asiago cheese, and a rich garlic aioli sauce, all on toasted ciabatta bread.
I am loving this ciabatta.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to advertise on all the top sites to find the perfect candidate quickly. But how can you do that without wasting a ton of time? The answer is ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter.com, you post to 40 job sites at once with a single click. They even highlight the best candidates, making it easy for you to hire the right person fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies in our forecast for today with a high temperature near 38 degrees. And we'll have overcast conditions tonight. Expect breezy north winds with lows down to 8 above. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky.
Right now it's 23.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you'd like to control the operation of your pivot system right from home or wherever you're at, TNL Precision Point Control 3 with GPS can take care of that. It's from TNL Irrigation Systems and allows you to control speed, direction, and gun at auto-stop locations with GPS right from home. The TLPPC3, combined with TNL's continuously moving hydrostatic power design, gives you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. For more information, see your local TNL dealer today. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. TNL Irrigation. Well, putting on that Amherst singlet seems to work, and congratulations once again to the Broncos as they shatter numerous records. We've had a chance really to talk to Tyler Herman in different venues on different types of our stations for the last week quite a bit, but anytime you win a state championship, you've got to embrace it and not take it for granted. And Tyler, congratulations. Whether it's the first one or for you guys the fifth in a row, each one is a little different with different kids. And you guys had a heck of a weekend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just an incredible performance by all 14 of our kids. You know, the cool thing about it is every kid at least won a match and scored points for the team. You know, I knew we had a great chance to do some special things down there in Omaha, but I didn't think it would be that good. You know, broke a lot of Class D records in the process. You know, most points in the state tournament, most state place winners, most pins at the state tournament. And we also had a record for team pins in the season, consecutive tournament championships, most pins at districts. So just an absolute top to bottom, incredible performance by everybody.
And, of course, the duels are still to come this week. Amherst will be the number one seed and overwhelming favorite in Class D. I got to thinking of this on the drive back yesterday. When you coach so long, sometimes you got to harken back. I remember when you guys were close, second place, close. And when you get to put a medal around three different kids' necks that are undefeated, what a special moment. Who was the first gold medal for you?
First gold medal as for me as a coach?
Yeah.
That would have been back in 2005. That was Colin Pfeiffer. That was the first ever gold medal for me. We've had one almost every year. I think 07 we had three runner-ups and no champs. But this is the first time for me in my 10 years as a coach that we've had three champs in 1 year. We've had four kids in the finals three or four times, but only got a couple champs out of the deal. And this time to have three champs, and like you said, for those three to be undefeated was pretty special. You know, those guys have been in good buddies since they were 4 or 5 years old, and for all three of those guys to stand on top of the podium together was a pretty sweet moment for them.
We're talking with Tyler Herman, the head wrestling coach at Amherst, scoring the 241.5 points. What do you think the most amazing thing was this weekend?
I'll tell you what, the fact that we had all 14 down there was pretty sweet. And, you know, to get 12 on the medal stand was just impressive. The former Class D record was 9 with us last year in 2012 and then Mullen back in the 90s. And to get 12 total place winners was just incredible. You know, going in, I thought maybe we'd have 210, 215 points, something along that line. Especially after Friday night, I thought maybe, you know, we'd get around that range. But then to get 241.5 and have just an excellent day Saturday morning, lots of bonus points again, it's just an incredible feeling. And you know, all together, I'm just impressed with what these kids have done. And we had some kids that finished a lot higher than what a lot of people expected they would. And just for everybody to put it together down there in Omaha and have that kind of performance, you know, I told the kids in the hotel Friday night, I said, you know, the records you guys are going to break, you know, you might be 40 years old going to the state tournament with your wife and kids, and these records might still be there. I mean, it's the boys shattered the records by that much.
Yeah, Coach Jim Langan here, that's exactly right. I'll tell you, we'll talk about something else, too, a little bit, is the atmosphere that the Amherst wrestlers create. Because I know when I was at SCM and I was the activities director, one of the things I learned from you was that we needed to step up a little bit our meet and to make that a little more special of an atmosphere and have definitely the hospitality room needed to be improved quite a bit. But we got it going. We weren't winning completely, but at the time I was there, we would compete and we'd try to get 100 points, maybe 110 at some of these meets. You know, and can try to compete with you a little bit, but I'll tell you what, it's just amazing what you've done. But, you know, you look at Pleasanton and how their program's kind of improved, and some of the other ones in the Fort Kearney Conference, we're all trying to step it up a little bit just because of what you've done in the Central Nebraska. Go ahead and talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Oh, yeah, that's great to see these area schools doing a great job. You know, obviously I'm for Amherst, I'm the head coach there, but I love seeing these neighboring schools have a lot of success. You know, the better they are, the better we are. You know, everybody pushes each other to make them a little bit better. And, you know, you mentioned SEM's program's come a long way. Got a state champ this weekend with Grant Clausen there at heavyweight. And, you know, Dana Fisher over at Pleasanton, he's doing a tremendous job with that program, taking that program a long ways from when I started back in 05. You know, he had a couple state medalists there this weekend. And it's great to see, you know. And I root for those guys. I like those coaches. I like those kids. And when they have success, it's, you know, like I said, it's a good thing for everybody.
What's the future, Tyler? You're going to lose some good seniors.
Well, we do lose four good seniors, three champs and a sixth, but we have 8 returning medalists coming back next year, so that's absolutely a positive. And actually, I guess you could look at it as having 10 yeah. State medalists back. We had 2 kids on the sidelines this year who were state medalists the year before. So, you know, we got a pretty good group of kids coming back again next year, and you know, I'm pretty excited about it. The biggest thing, I think, is going to be separating some kids in the middleweights. We're going to have a lot of kids bunched up, so we'll see what everybody weighs next fall and go from there. But, you know, I think next year will be another special year, and you know, I think the kids are already chomping at the bit to see what we can do this offseason to make ourselves even better.
And, Tyler, you're also the overwhelming favorite this Saturday for the duels, but of the other 7 schools that are there, who do you think has the best on-paper duel team?
I think I'd probably say Plainview. You know, they're the number 2 seed. I think they have 12 kids. They fill 12 of the weights. I don't see them guys really having much of a problem getting through their half of the bracket. You know, we wrestled a lot of their kids at our Amherst invite back in early January, and wrestled a lot of their kids at the state tournament. So there'll be a lot of good matches there, a lot of good individual matches. You know, a repeat of the state finals at 82, a repeat of the state finals at 20, a repeat of your third place match at 52. So, you know, top to bottom, there'll be some good weights. You know, first of all, we got Sutton right off the bat, who's got some solid kids, and it'll either be Neely Oakdale or St. Pat. So, you know, we're going to have some tough matches there.
Last question. I'll let you get to lunch or class because I heard the buzzer go about three times already. We didn't talk much about Logan Dibbern, who was in a position to stop Jacob Seabady from winning his fourth consecutive state title. Seabady really got a heck of a scare in the semifinals. When you have so many kids doing so many things, how much emphasis or talk was there from the whole team or just Logan about that opportunity?
And we didn't really talk a whole lot about, this kid is going for his fourth state title. Let's be the one to knock him out or, knock him off. We just talked to Logan about what he needs to do to win the match. He wrestled a tremendous match Friday night in the semis against Eldridge from Nebraska Christian. Eldridge beat us earlier in the year 7-2. And the biggest thing with that is, we told Logan, you push the pace, you'll run him out of gas. And we wrestled him up at Neely. The kid had about five blood timeouts, so we didn't get that opportunity. And Logan was able to score some points, a reversal there at the end, and a couple back points. And just a tremendous effort on his part. That was his third year in a row in the semis. And he told me Friday afternoon, he said, I'm not going to be denied this time. And I looked at him and said, you know what, Logan, third time's a charm. And sure enough, it was. And in the final, Seabady's a tough kid. He's got a lot of leverage, just a great on top. And we couldn't get things going with him. He's also really good on his feet and got an early takedown there and kind of shook things up a little bit. But, I'm really pleased with Logan's performance. 138, the top four in that weight were outstanding. The top four in that weight are some of the best wrestlers in Class D. And for him to finish, runner-up, that's a pretty incredible performance by him.
Well, I know they like to have fun in Amherst, and really doing well with the sporting activities gives them another reason to have some fun. So, Tyler, as always, congrats, and we'll see you Saturday at the duels.
All right, sounds great. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Take care. Tyler Herman joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll have the duels. A majority of them here on ESPN A&D do go the early session this year. So that it will see B and C follow that up with what's going on Saturday at the UNK Health and Sports Center. So we'll have that, and we will have coverage of all the duels that are going on coming up this Saturday at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Again, congratulations to some of the state champions from the area. Dante Rodriguez of Kearney High, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic winning their third, Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic his second, Isaac Stansberry Kearney, Brandon Kyle Hastings, Kozad's Alex Baritska and Brian Messersmith, Quinn Rutt of Minden, the first ever state wrestling champ from Loup City is Wyatt Lane, so congratulations, and as Coach said, Grant Clausen, the heavyweight from SEM. Man, good to watch. We'll be back and wrap it up after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Got a tax problem? If so, please listen to this important message. The IRS and state collectors can legally come after much of what you own and will take all necessary action to collect any unpaid taxes. If you have unfiled tax returns, have been issued a wage garnishment, are being audited, or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, 911 Tax Relief can help. Our expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS and will provide you a free confidential tax analysis showing you the best resolution to your problem, guaranteed. You may qualify to have up to 90% taken off the amount you will owe, have all collection activities against you stopped, or for other IRS programs. You may even qualify to not have to pay the IRS a single penny. It's critical you get the right information to protect yourself, so call now for a free tax analysis. Dial 800-358-6339. 800-358-6339. That's 800-358-6339.
More exciting high school sports comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN Radio, it's the boys' D19 sub-district from Kearney Catholic beginning Monday night when Axtell takes on Wilcox Hildreth. Overton, Elm Creek, and Amherst join in Tuesday. Plus Friday, it is the girls' district final between Giltner and Bertrand. On Classic Hits 98.9 Friday, Ravenna girls take on Dundee County. And Monday night, the C110 sub-district begins with Centura taking on Broken Bow. It's more high school sports this week. Doug and Daddy's show. Let's take a look at our Midtown Bar cooler question. Midtown Bar of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topic. Let's ask again, will the Nebraska men's basketball team make the NCAA tournament? As an at-large, they'll win the Big Ten tournament or they won't make it. Jimmy?
I'm going to say they're going to be an at-large. And at-large.
I'm going to continue to be that guy. N-O. Because they're not going to win the Big Ten tournament. That's not happening. And they're not going to run the table, even though I am rooting for them. They're too hot right now. They're too hot. I hope they make it, but I'm going to say no.
I don't think anybody can win the tournament. I mean, the winner of the tournament, the tournament's going to be 3 or 4 to 1. I mean, you know, Michigan, can they win it? Can Michigan State win it? Can Wisconsin win it? Can Indiana win it? You look at the tournament.
Yeah, Indiana can't win it.
Well, there's only 5 teams that probably can win it, maybe 6. You know, so, yeah, that's a tough tournament.
You can vote on it at ESPNSuperStation.com. Over the weekend, we asked you how interested you are in the NFL Combine. 60% said interested in hearing the major stories. 25% said not interested. 15% says they're watching it. But again, today, will the Nebraska men's basketball team make the tournament? That's the NCAA. You can vote at ESPNSuperStation.com. Don't forget, Sean Callahan makes his trip through the area. He's out in McCook tonight. He stops to some of the high schools. Sean will join us on tomorrow's show. But Tuesday night, he's at HK Sports Bar and Grill. Free admission, order off the menu, going over all the spring recruits, getting you ready for spring football. He's got tape on all the guys. He'll answer all your questions. And then Thursday, they'll be at Cunningham's in Kearney up in the loft with a special prime rib and shrimp dinner and dessert. The dinner starts at 6 and Sean's show starts at 7. So reserve your seats by going to Cunningham's or giving them a call today. Seating is limited, so don't run out. It's a perfect Thursday night to go watch and listen to Sean Callahan and check that out at Cunningham's. A lot of action going. Again, they're showing some of the stuff at Daytona 500 right now. You know, give me a last lap that you don't have a wreck on anymore in NASCAR. Learn how to drive, people. Who cares if you move from 17th to 15th in the second race of the season? Explain to me why that's so important. Yeah, everything's a point. I get that. Wrecking your car, knocking people out, and not finishing. I just don't get it. But I know I'm a little disappointed as well in some of my NASCAR buddies. They faded. Yeah, let's go watch it. Let's go watch the race. Well, where were you when it was over? I don't care if it ended at 11 o'clock at night. Where were you? Hey, if the Super Bowl got over at 11 o'clock at night, I'd be watching it, Jimmy. Yeah. This is Super Bowl of racing. What's wrong, people? I'm not sitting in my chair asleep at home, you know, by myself for the Super Bowl of NASCAR. NASCAR fan. Is there a race again next week then, too? Oh, so their Super Bowl isn't the end of the season. It's the first one of the season.
It's kind of like golf. You know what I mean? The Masters, and then they kind of continue on. But it's, I mean, when I say it's kind of like golf, it's really not kind of like golf at all. I mean, it's really not. I mean, you think about it. They're going to, I mean, they go really fast in those cars.
Yeah.
I mean, and they go
left,
really, really
left
fast.
A lot, too. In golf, you're trying to hit it to different places.
Yeah.
Not in NASCAR. You're going left. Folks, don't forget, if you want to check out some great photos from the state wrestling tournament and all the sports, a majority of the sports that we cover locally throughout the year, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Podcasts of all of our games, podcasts of the wrestling, photos from our sporting activities. It's free to download, use as you want. It's all there for you at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Nebraska baseball beat number 1 Oregon State on Friday. Friday. They beat Washington Saturday in a game that started like at 11 o'clock at night because the previous one went 15 innings. And then they did lose to Utah after we had Coach on last week. So congratulations to Utah. But I think they just kind of ran out of gas. A couple of errors cost them the
game. What was the final on that game?
4-3.
Oh, that was disappointing.
UNK, we told you about the men and women being home this week. They were swept at Hayes on Saturday. Hastings College women lost to Northwestern, ranked second in the country, and Hastings will still be the number 2 seed for the women's tournament. The men will be the number 4 seed after their win. The GPAC quarterfinals are Wednesday night at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings women will host Doan at 6. The men will take on Nebraska Wesleyan at 8, and then the semifinals are set for Saturday. We told you about the high school basketball that's going on. We recapped the wrestling. UNK wrestling will head to regionals this weekend. The Husker wrestlers did beat Michigan on Friday night to wrap up the season 22-15. The Big Ten championships will be in Madison, Wisconsin, coming up on, they beat Wisconsin on Friday, not Michigan. They beat Wisconsin, and they head back to Madison for the Big Ten championships on March 8th. Hastings College's Blake Fruchtel won the 140-pound weight class at the NAIA qualifier. Also going to Nationals, Grant Harrell and Joel Hernandez. That's in Topeka, Kansas on the 7th for Nebraska softball. They played some of the nation's best over the weekend, and the nation's best took care of Nebraska, but they did split yesterday, beat Boise State on Tatum Edwards' first career no-hitter. They go to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State this weekend. UNK baseball went 2-2 against Northwest Missouri State. They're at Southwest Baptist this weekend. Hastings went 0-3 at Oklahoma Wesleyan. Hastings softball did pick up 2 wins. They're now 3-1 on the year, and they will head to Bethel, Kansas Saturday. And for the UNK softball team, they went 1-3 up in their 4 games in Minnesota. The Lopers play in a 3rd straight tournament this weekend in Joplin, Missouri. Tri-City Storm split their games with Lincoln. They're at Lincoln Friday and then host Fargo Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Nebraska Danger got their MVP quarterback, Jameel Sewell, hurt. And how about this? They didn't have a backup with only 20 guys suited. They didn't have their true backup with them, so they had to go to emergency quarterback Maurice Avery, who did okay. 3 touchdowns, 12-19, but they fell 52-35 their home Saturday against Bemidji at the Heartland Event Center. You got that one?
What day is this? This is
for the Danger?
No, I got a high school game, but I have all the rest of them after that. But I did talk to their head coach, I think yesterday, it might have been Sunday, yeah. I talked to him Sunday, and he said that he got his bell rung, but he should be okay to play in the next game.
Good. Good to hear. Folks, that's going to wrap things up for today's Doug and Daddy show. Jimmy, anything else to add? We had a lot to cover.
Nope, we had a good show, Doug.
We want to thank Gene Bierbaum, Barry Woods from the National Wild Turkey Federation and the local chapter. Their annual banquet is Saturday at the Buffalo County Extension Building at the Fairgrounds. 7 o'clock, doors open at 5. Thanks to Michael Sevier, who will be introducing and debuting the new online radio sports talk show out of Omaha.com, The Bottom Line, next Monday. Also to Tyler Herman of the state championship Amherst wrestling team. Glad to have them all here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're going to be talking with Andy later this week about what's going on as we turn the calendar into March. And right now you do know that everyday low hassle free prices are available for you on over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram South 2nd Avenue Kearney, or go online to thinkmidway.com. Damon Day's in tomorrow to talk about his baseball team, gloat about picking Jason Day in the Accenture match play. Sean Callahan of Husker Online among our guests, so we look forward to that. Jimmy, we'll see you Friday.
Take care.
Folks, we'll see the rest of you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.